Lacey, participant 8012.
Okay. Do you want to face us a little bit?
Why don't you pick a buzzer for us to hit to get started? Good choice. That's my favorite one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for every card, I want you to tell me the letter, the picture you see, and another word that starts with that letter.
A. Apple. Apple.
Can you think of another word that starts with A?
Annie. B, boy, black. C, cookies, cool.
Cool. Cool word.
D, duck. Dad. E, elephant.
Elephant.
11.
Oh, good. I'm about to give you a good
word. F, fish. Guitar. Jibo?
Jibo? Jibo, I think starts with a J, but it does sound like a G. Can you think of another word? But good thinking.
Glasses.
Oh, good.
H, house. I know. Hello.
Hello. That also starts with H. I was thinking of home. Okay.
Ice. Indian. J for Jibo.
Oh, good. What about, what is this?
Juice.
Good.
K, key, Katie. L, Leaf. Lacey.
Good.
M, monkey. Mad. N, nose. Nostrils.
Good one.
O, orange. Octopus.
Nice.
P, plate. Pool. Q, quack.
That's a hard one.
I don't know.
Birds that start with Q.
Awesome. Oh, I know. Queen.
Queen. Oh, good.
R. Red. Still my idea. Dang it. Reese. S. Oh, geez, I don't like spiders. Spider. Skeleton.
Nice.
I just saw one up there.
Oh.
T, table. Trace. U, umbrella, I have the best idea. U.
Just the letter U?
No, like Y-O-U.
Wouldn't that start with Y? Can you think of another word that starts with U?
Oh, yeah. It's hard.
It's a hard one.
I don't know. V, vacuum. Vix. W, watch. I know I had an idea for this, but I forget. Watch.
What do we have to drink to survive?
Water.
Good.
I accidentally said watch. X, x-ray.
This one's hard. Are there any instruments that start with X?
Xylophone.
Good.
Y, yogurt.
You know this one. You said it earlier.
I know one. Yay. Oh. Z. Zebra. It's hard.
Where do you go see a zebra?
Zoo.
There you go.
That was so easy, but I just couldn't think.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and press a buzzer for me? Nice. All right, now we're going to do some numbers.
Ah, dang it.
Tell me this number and then what you think is coming next.
One, two, wait.
What do you think is coming next?
Three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Is that 16?
20.
20. All right. What do you think is after this now?
21? 25? What?
I know. Okay.
What?
So what's his number again?
25.
Okay. So what do you think is next? If we're going from 15 to 20 and 20 to 5, 20 to 25, what number do you think is next?
30.
Oh,
yay.
Good job. Okay. What about now?
35.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
We switch it up on you again.
50?
What's this number?
40.
Mm-hmm.
50. Yay. 60? 70? 80? 90? 100?
What do you think's after this?
200.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this?
300.
Oh my gosh. What? That's a weird one. What do you think's after this number? What's this number again?
500.
Okay.
700. What?
I know, that just doesn't make it.
1,000.
Alright, wait, can you say this number again?
1,000.
Awesome. Do you want to read out this equation for me?
9 plus 7 equals, Sixteen.
Good job.
18.
Can you read it all out for me?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Have you ever seen this sign before?
It's a time sign, which I'm not good at.
You don't have to do the problem. Would you mind just reading it out for me?
6 now? Times 3 equals...
Answer is 18. Mm-hmm. All right. What about this? Can you read it out for me? Let's do it.
21 divided by 3 equals
7. All right.
That was so easy, but I couldn't just get it.
Division and multiplication is hard. Why don't you hit another buzzer for me? Nice. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jibo. Okay. Now we're going to look at some pictures.
Oh.
This is how it's going to go, okay? So I have one bag, and I have two.
Three.
I have two of them. What would you call this? Two
halves.
If I have one bag, and now I have two of them, I have two.
Purses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But if you call them a bag, what would you say? I have two
bags.
There you go. Awesome. That's how it's gonna go. Okay. So there's some silly words in here. This one is a dup.
A what?
Can you say a dup?
A dup.
So I have one dup. Now I have two of them. I have two
dups.
Good job. One ship. Now I have two of them. I have two.
Two ships.
I have one smide. Can you say smide?
Smide.
Okay, and now I have two of them. I have.
Smide. Two smides.
Good. One skack. Can you say skack?
Skack.
Okay, so I have one skack, and now I have two of them. I have two.
Skacks.
Good job. I have one cup. Now I have two of them. I have two.
Cups.
I have one mip.
What's mip? A mip?
This, apparently. I have one mip, and now I have two of them. I have two.
Mips.
Okay. I have one yag. Now I have two of them. I have two.
Yags.
One, I have one snack. Now I have two of them. I have two.
Snacks.
Good job. I have one slide, and now I have two of them. So I have
two slides.
Good. I have one crib. Now I have two of them. I have
two cribs.
I have one light. Now I have two of them. I have two
lights.
I have one kel. Can you say kel?
Kel.
I have one kel, and now I have two of them. So I have two
kels.
I have one shoe. Now I have two of them. I have two.
Blue shoe.
I have one yawk. Can you say yawk?
Yawk.
I have one yawk. Now I have two of them. So I have
two yawks.
Good. I have one pite. Now I have two of them. I have two.
Pites.
Okay, nearly done. I have one foo. That's my favorite one.
Foo.
And now I have two of them. So I have two.
Foos.
Good.
Foos ball.
Exactly. I have one bell. Now I have two of them.
Two bells.
I have one rock. And now I have two.
Two rocks.
Nice. Last one. I have one brib. Now I have two.
Bribs.
Awesome.
Yay.
Why don't you hit another buzzer for me?
Great job.
Thank you. Won't let me.
Okay. Now we're going to look at some pictures, and you're going to tell me everything you see in them.
What? Ah. Fish. I think is that like lily pads, flowers, a lion, and a boy, and a boat, and a... What are those called? Dragonflies?
Nice, yeah.
Yay. Water.
Where are they going?
pond.
How do you think they met?
In the jungle.
In the jungle?
Zoo.
Where's the boy come from? Does he live in the jungle?
House.
In a house? So how did he end up meeting this lion?
In the water.
In the water.
May the lion drown.
The lion drowned? Oh my gosh. Would you do this? Would you get in a boat with a lion?
If I was something in the ark, maybe I would.
If you had to make up a story about this, what would it be?
The lion and the boy.
And what are they going to do?
So the boy found the lion at the zoo, and then he would get in a boat with the lion, like something in the ark, I don't know, and then ride across a river or like a creek or something.
How did he convince the lion to come with him?
Giving meat.
How do the people at the zoo feel?
Sad.
Is he like on the run from them? Is he wanted for taking the lion? So what are they, like, can you describe the scene that went down at the zoo?
So the boy like opened the cage, and then like the people saw him and then like ran after him.
Oh my gosh, how did he escape?
Because there was a river by the zoo.
Did he like plan this out, or did he just go to the zoo one day and decide he wanted to take a lion home with him?
He planned it.
Do you think this lion can talk?
No, he's just going, no, he's a magical lion, so he can.
Okay, cool.
It's a guardian lion.
What language does he speak?
English.
English? What's this fish doing upside down?
Because it's dead.
How? What happened?
Because the lion ate it. He, like, took a bite of his tail, see?
Oh, my gosh.
Because he tried to get it.
Is this a magical lake, too?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It can teleport you to a realm.
Whoa.
A cool realm.
If you could teleport to any realm, where would you go?
Science realm.
What realm?
Science realm.
Science realm? Is that why you're here today? Okay, let's move on to the next picture. What do you see here?
A boy trying to fly. He's just like, ah.
What else do you see?
A rocket bomb. Cars, little mini cars. A sock and a bed. A fish book. What are these? Paper airplanes, I guess? Airplane, a suit with a boy. Picture, fish, books, outside.
Whoa. What do you think of his room?
It's messy.
It's messy. Does it look like your room?
No.
No? You have a clean room?
I don't play with toys.
You don't play with toys? What do you play with?
An iPad.
What do you like to play?
Roblox. Mm.
And how come his room has no ceiling?
Because maybe it got broke off by a storm.
Tell me about that storm. What happened?
So, like, there was a tornado and a hurricane, and then, like, an earthquake and all that.
Oh, my gosh. And he just decides to play paper airplanes once that happens?
Because he's happy because it stopped.
Okay, that's a good
That's why it has no floor. That's why it's just the dirt.
All right, anything else you see in this picture?
Clouds,
mm-hmm.
An actual airplane, which maybe crashed.
Whoa.
Which it's like going down because it's crashed. Because there's also a thunderstorm, and then he went through the thunder cloud.
Oh my gosh. Where does this person live that is storming so much?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Maybe. No, what? No. France.
France?
Yeah, France. Because
wow,
he looks like he has France clothes on.
Oh, cool. I'm just going to move your microphone a little bit. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, good job. Let's look at this picture. Tell me what you see here.
A lab. That's going to be like heaven, but squid, a lot of potions, beakers, jars, light bulb, glasses, what is that called? Is that a mouse or a rat?
Could be either.
They're both mouse and rat. Mouse, rat.
Are they
mouse,
friends?
Rat.
Are they
yeah.
enemies?
They are enemies. That's why one's trying to get out, because she is trying to put them in her serum.
Gosh, what's the serum do?
The serum, well, the octopus got turned into an octopus by a bad person.
What was it before?
A dog.
A dog?
Yeah, a dog.
Oh my gosh. How does that dog feel having eight legs and being slimy?
Bad.
Bad?
It feels terrible because it doesn't like it.
Are they friends?
Or
is
yes.
Is she trying to help the octopus and get back to being a dog?
And that serum's going to turn the octopus back to a dog.
Would it be able to turn a person into a dog?
Yeah. And that's why it says don't touch.
Do you think she's ever been a different animal?
No.
No?
So yeah, been a, yeah, yeah.
What animal?
A cat.
How did she end up being a person?
Because somebody else helped her from Wizard of Oz.
Wow. Wait, so if she wants to turn this octopus back to a dog,
yeah,
would she
so
be scared of dogs? She's a cat, technically, even though she's in human form.
Well, no, that's because somebody made her into a cat.
Okay.
So she got turned back.
Oh, so she was a human originally?
Yes.
Okay. All right, is there anything else to see in this picture?
Not really.
Okay.
Except for the soil. Because apparently she doesn't have a roof or ground.
Who are these people?
They
live in places with walls? What's the whole thing
with
that?
They just live in place with like four walls.
Mm-hmm. So weird. Okay.
Except for that's her room.
Tell me about this one.
She's planting something, but the snails are going to like wake up and eat it as soon as she puts it down. But they might get squashed.
Oh my gosh.
Because the girl is trying to get the snails out of her garden.
Wow. So, why are they so big?
Huh?
Why is it so big, and why is the snail so big too?
Because the snail found like a magic beet and it ate it. That's why.
What would you do if everything around you that was supposed to be small was like gigantic size?
I'd eat this.
If you could make anything like big that was small, what would it be?
A cat.
A cat?
No. A dog bunny cat.
A dog what?
A dog bunny cat.
A dog bunny cat?
Yeah, it's like 3-in-1.
Oh my gosh. It sounds kind of scary.
No, it isn't. It's cute.
Have you ever seen a dog bunny cat before?
Well, I imagine it. It'd be like bunny ears with like a cat tail and then like a dog face with like kitty eyes.
Wow.
And then like a bunny body.
Oh.
That's cute.
I wanna meet. Are those your three favorite animals?
Yes. I couldn't pick one.
Oh, they're all cute. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
Plants. Oh no, I'm ripping this.
All right, good job. Why don't you hit a buzzer for me?
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zeebo. Our greatest supporter is Zeebo. All right, can you read it all?
No. Saturday is the best day of the week. All week long, I dream about Saturday. Why? I work hard at school. Oh, because she can't break. That's why I always like. Going to work hard at school, but sometimes I even think about Saturday when I'm doing my schoolwork. Teacher seems to know what I'm thinking about because she tells me to get back to work. That's what I'm always like. I'm just like, Sunday, I can't wait. Except for science. That's like my favorite part.
Oh, really?
I wish like I was at like a science school.
Oh, really? Well, you're doing science right now. You're helping us do science. Right on, continue.
On Saturday, Papa comes really early. Why? Isn't he a papa? Even before the sun gets up. What? My papa and Nan wake up before the sun comes up.
Really?
But they're in New York right now, so they can't.
Okay.
Gets up. I get up really early to make our lunch before Papa arrives. I like to make peanut butter sandwiches and bring along hot Cheetos. Sometimes I pack some vegetables too because Papa says we need to eat greens because they are good for us. Papa says I'm the best cook ever. I am.
You are.
We grab our poles, and when we head out the door, we walk and walk until we reach the river. Saturday is our day for fishing. We have a special spot that we go each week. Papa says it is a secret, so that's why we need to leave so early in the morning. So now, wait. That's probably because the most fish is there. I'm gonna find out.
Oh.
No one sees our spot. I laugh because I know people can see us when the sun comes up, when the fish aren't biting. Bidding?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have to move to a different spot. Papa says, the fish are smart. That's why they swim in schools. Papa is so funny. Schools, yes. That's because they actually do. It's cold. Some days we can catch lots of fish and come home and cook fish for our whole family. Sometimes we don't catch any fish, but I don't care. Just like spend time with Papa.
Good job. You're a great reader.
I don't like eating fish.
I know, me too.
I don't read.
What
I
do
don't.
You like to eat?
Spaghetti. That's my favorite food.
Me too.
Yay.
I can eat spaghetti for forever.
So could I. I could eat it as long as I live, like every single day.
Really?
Snack, lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever had spaghetti for breakfast?
No.
I have.
I only have mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
Mac and cheese is like my favorite breakfast.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like reading.
We can move on.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
Why don't you hit a buzzer for me?
Reading is hard.
You're really good at it, though. You did so well. I know, that's my favorite one, too.
It won't let me click it. Even though it still made the noise.
Okay, we have a couple more pictures. Okay, and then you will be done. So why don't you tell me what they're doing and then tell me how you do it.
The boy is brushing his face. No, I'm only kidding. His teeth. Okay. But I go like this.
Can you describe that to me in words?
So, like, I brush my teeth like my dad does.
Oh, okay. And what does he do? What does he need to brush your teeth?
Toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Mouthwash. I always use mouthwash. And a toothbrush. He's washing his hands. Oh, I see that cup right there. You ain't hiding.
How do you wash your hands?
Like this. So, like, you get your hands wet, and then you squirt soap, and then you either do it for 20 seconds or you sing happy birthday 2 times.
Which do you like to do? Do you like to count, or do you like to sing happy birthday?
I like counting, because I don't really like that.
Well, you're really good at counting, as we figured out earlier, so.
But it was crazy. Tying his shoes. But it looks like he's trying to like crisscross the shoes.
Have you ever tied your shoes before?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
So, like, I make the X. And then I actually do like bunny ears and then like crisscross and then pull.
Nice.
She's getting cereal for breakfast. I eat mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, the best breakfast. Yes. So how do you make your mac and cheese in the morning?
Dad makes it.
Do you know what he does?
Put salt in it. Put salt in the water and then just make it. We got Space Jam mac and cheese.
Oh, wow.
But it's like 2 boxes.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds yummy.
It is. He's putting on clothes.
What order did you put your clothes on in?
What?
What order did you put your clothes on in?
My room. Wait.
Did you put your socks on first?
No. I put my shirt on, my pants on. Mm-hmm. Well, right now I'm wearing shorts. Wait, that ain't right. Cause you have to put something else on first.
How do
and
you
then wear? It's your pants.
And when would you wear a sweater?
Then socks. In the winter.
In the winter?
I wear long pants in the winter. I don't like sweatpants though. That's why I don't wear them.
Really? I love sweatpants.
I don't. I like skinny ones. She is making cupcakes. I make cupcakes with Nanny or Mom sometimes.
Do you remember how to make them?
So like we make a special recipe at Mom's, so can't tell.
Okay.
It's for like carrot cake. Let me think. Cupcakes.
That sounds yummy.
We put like vanilla frosting on it with like colorful sprinkles. Mm. It's yummy.
Do you bake anything else?
Cake.
Cake?
With Nanny.
Oh.
We don't really bake with my mom. Mm.
What's happening here?
He is painting. He, is it? Yeah, that's he. I love painting.
Really? What do you paint?
I just paint like a blank surface like this. Or I make something else. I don't really know why I make. Otherwise, I do this.
Okay. What do you need to paint?
A canvas.
What else?
A picture. Because sometimes I paint pictures with my, like, special paper coloring book at Mom's.
Cool.
But it doesn't really turn out well because, this girl's name like Sierra, and then her 2 boys come along and wreck my room.
Oh no.
And then, well, they won't be doing that anymore because there's no more toys in my room.
Okay.
except for like something. So they like draw all over my special coloring book and I can't like get it out.
Aw, sad.
I don't like that because I'm normally with my dad when they do that.
Yeah.
Buckle in your seatbelt. You must always.
Good job. How would you do that? What sound does it make?
Just go, it's feeding her tater. I always feed Mr. Munko or my kitty.
Oh, really? What do you feed them?
Kitty puffs and monkey puffs.
Wow, that sounds yummy. Okay.
She's dressed up.
Yeah, do you ever do this?
Only on Halloween.
What if you dressed up as?
This year I would dress up as a deer.
A deer?
Like a Bambi.
Oh, what makes you want to dress up as a deer?
Because I want to.
That sounds fun. They gallop all around. Well, you did so well. Why don't you hit a buzzer for me? Awesome job. You're all done.
Yay.
Thank you for helping us. You were doing science.